Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach Masechtas Yuma Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara just brought the pasuk Kichein Tzuvesi to teach us that this lashon is a lashon of Yikuva in order to tell us that Kol Masha Kosuv BeParshas Hamiluim is Ma'akev. Because the Gemara brought this pasuk, the Gemara will now digress to bring a brisa which darshins the pasuk of Kichein Tzuvesi, the same lashon in the pasuk of the Shemini Lamiluim, and tell us what this teaches us. By way of hakdama to this sugya, we need to explain what exactly took place on the Shemini Lamiluim. We all know that Nadav and Avihu were nifter on Rish Chodesh Nisan, the Shemini Lamiluim, and Aaron Ubanov became oinanim. The halacha is that an oinan is aser to eat kachim. We learned this out from Meiser because we make a kal v'chomer. Madoch Meiser hakal, which is aser in kachim, like we see in the pasuk, it says, le'achalti v'oinim imenu. So kal v'chomer by kachim, which are chomer, that they're going to be aser for an oinan to eat. On the day of the Shemini Lamiluim, there were three karbonis that were brought. There was a karbon mincha, a karbon shlomim, and a karbon chatos, which was the soir shal Rish Chodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzava Aaron Ubanov that they should eat the karbon mincha be'aninos, even though kachim are normally aser in a state of aninos. There was a tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this mincha should be eaten be'aninos. And then, by the carbon chatos, the soir shal Rish Chodesh, that soir shal Rish Chodesh was burnt. So Moshe Rabbeinu came with a taina to Aaron Ubanov that why was the soir shal Rish Chodesh burnt? There was no psul that took place with the soir shal Rish Chodesh, so you should have eaten the soir shal Rish Chodesh like I was mitzava you to eat the carbon mincha. So Aaron HaKoyin answered Moshe Rabbeinu that he had been toya, and really the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only by the mincha, which was Kachay Shah, and not for the Sarash or Rish Chodesh, which is Kachay Dairis, which is the same carbon that we have in all future generations. And because of that, that's why it was burnt. Then Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron Ubanov that in regards to the Shlomim, that you should eat just like I was mitzavid you to eat the carbon mincha, and it's not similar to the Sarash or Rish Chodesh. Now in the Seder HaPsukim, really, it's the Karban Mincha, then the Karban Shlomim, and then the Sora Shal Rish Chodesh, where there's the Vikuach between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Ubanov. However, this Braisa seems to hold that the Seder Hadvarim is that it's like we were Masbir, the Karban Mincha, then the Karban Chatos, and then the Karban Shlomim. And the Tosis Yishonim is Masbir that Ein Muktam Umucha B'Torah. And because of that, that's how the Braisa over here holds that we have that order, that it's mincha, then the conversation about the chatos, and then the karban shlomim. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Six lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa. The pasuk says, kichein tzuvesi, because so was I commanded. Kasher tzivesi, like I commanded. Kasher tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded. Now the braisa is bothered by the fact that the Torah keeps saying this lashon, kichein tzuvesi, Kasher tzivesi, kasher tziva Hashem. We don't find that every single time Moshe Rabbeinu said over something to Klal Yisrael that he ended off by saying kasher tzivesi, kasher tziva Hashem, kasher tzivesi. Why does why do the psukim over here keep saying this lashon ki chein tzivesi, kasher tzivesi, and kasher tziva Hashem? So the Gemara darshins ki chein tzivesi because so was I commanded by aninos yoicheluha. This was when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron Ubanov that this was what I was commanded, that you should eat the karban mincha be'aninos. Kasher tzivesi, b'shas maisa omer lehem. Like I commanded, he told them b'shas maisa. When he was having the vikuach with Aaron Ubanov about the soir shal Rish Chodesh over the fact that it was burnt, he said to them that why didn't you eat it kasher tzivesi like I commanded you by the karban mincha? Then the pasuk says, "Kasher tziva Hashem," in regards to the carbon shlomim, he said, "Veloy me'elai ani oimer," like Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mitzave by the carbon mincha, and I'm not saying this on my own. Just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu said this by the mincha, he also said this in regards to the shlomim, and you could be samech on what I'm telling you, and you could eat the carbon shlomim just like the carbon mincha. Zok the Gemara weiter. The Gemara now goes back to the discussion of the Shivas Yimei Amilun. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, "Michnasayim in ksuvim beparsha." The Michnasayim are not written in the Parsha of the Miluim, Sai in the Tzava and Sai in the Asiya. Kishu Oimer, when the Pasuk says, V'zeh ha-dovor asher tasalahem l'kadesh oisom l'chahim, that this is the matter that you shall do to them, to sanctify them, in order to make them koyhanim, l'havi ha-michnasayim v'asir so'efa. This is coming to include the Michnasayim and the Asir so'efa. So the Gemara says, Bishlam ha-michnasayim, it's very good, I understand Michnasayim, because Ksivi ben Yono, the Begodim, the Michnasayim were written in the Inyan of the Begodim, by the Parsha of the Asiyas HaBegodim, the Big Day Kahuna. Over there it's written to make the Michnasayim. And now the Pasuk says, V'zeh ha-dover asher tasel oisom, l'kadish oisom. So there's a Vav, V'zeh ha-dover. So we say Vav Moisev al-Inyan Rishayin. And that teaches you that the Michnasayim, which were mentioned already in the Parsha of the Asiyas Big Day Kahuna, that's also included in the Parsha of the Miluim. El Asir So'efa Minolon, how do we know the Asir So'efa, that it has to be brought on the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim? So the Gemara says, Asya Zeze. We learn that Xer Shavah Zeze. The Pasuk says, Mivezeh Korban Aaron Uvanav Asher Yakrivu LaHashem Asir So'efa. It's Xer Shavah from the Pasuk of, and this is the Korban of Aaron Uvanav, that they should be Makriv Takodesh Baruch Hu on a day of inauguration, an Asir So'efa. When a Kohen Hedyot becomes a new Kohen, he's now going to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, so then he has to bring an Asir Seifa, and a Kohen Gadol as well. Kohen Gadol continues every single day, he has to bring an Asir Seifa. But it says over here in this Pasuk, Zeh, and in this Pasuk of the inauguration of a Kohen Hedyot starting his Kuna, he brings an Asir Seifa. So we learn that Xer Shava from this Zeh to the Pasuk that we have originally, V'zeh HaDavar Shetas Lohem, L'kadesh Oysom L'chahein, the Pasuk by the Miluim, to teach you that there's going to be an Asir Sa'ifa, that there was an Asir Sa'ifa by the Shiva Simei HaMiluim. Zogti Gemara Vayter, Om Rab Yoichanan Mishum Rishim Ben Yoichoy. Rab Yoichanan said in the name of Rishim Ben Yoichoy, Minayin Sha'af Mikra Parsha Ma'akev. How do you know that the reading of the Parsha of the Miluim was Ma'akev? Talmud Loimar, the Pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe lo Eido," that Moshe said to the Eido, "Zeh hadover asher tziva Hashem." This is the thing that Hakadosh Baruch Hu commanded, and we darshan afilu dibur ma'akev. Even dibur is ma'akev. What happened was that on Chav Gimel Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Klal Yisrael, and he was about to perform the miluim with Aaron Ubanov, and he said, this is the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. If you look weiter in the Psukim, there's nothing that Moshe Rabbeinu tells them. Rather, the Pasuk continues on with the Asiya of the Miluim. So what is this Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem? So the Gemara understands that this is referring to the Psukim that were written in Parshas Tetzaveh, being Metzaveh, the whole entire Seder of the Miluim. So that's why we darshan over here, Zeh HaDover Asher Tziva Hashem, that it's a lashon of Dibur, and we're telling us over here that Dibur is Ma'akev. If Moshe Rabbeinu would not have said over the Psukim from Parshas Tetzaveh, that would have been an ikuv in the kashrus of the Miluim. In fact, the Gemara, Ketzad Hilbishon. How did Moshe Rabbeinu get Aaron Ubanov dressed? In fact, the Gemara, Ketzad Hilbishon, how did he get them dressed? May the Hava Hava, whatever took place, what's in the Negea to us, how Moshe Rabbeinu got them dressed? Fakti Gemara, Elo Ketzad Malbishan La'asad Lavi. How will Moshe Rabbeinu get them dressed La'asad Lavi? So the Chazanish is Masber over here, that the Shaila of the Gemara is not that when Mashiach comes and we'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, how will Moshe Rabbeinu get them dressed in order to be Mechanech them as Kehanim? Because even though we find that by the second Beis HaMikdash, Ezra was Mechanech the second Beis HaMikdash by bringing the Karbonis of the Miluim, of the Shmini Lemiluim. But once Aaron Ubanov became Kehanim, all future Kehanim are Biktushas and Kaimi. Once you become a Kohen, you're a Kohen forever. So there's no need to inaugurate the Kohen again with a process of Miluim, of the Seder of Levisha of Miluim, in order to inaugurate them as Kehanim. Rather, the Shaila of the Gemara, Ketzad Malbishon, La'asid Lavei, is that La'asid Lavei, when Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and Moshe will be mechubed with this honor of dressing Aaron Ubanov, how will Moshe Rabbeinu dress Aaron Ubanov in the future? So the Gemara says, La'asid Lavei in the future, La'asid Lavei Nami, in the future also, When Aaron Ubanavu Moshe will come, so then Moshe will tell us what he's going to do. He'll tell us what to do. L'chshiyavoyu Aaron Ubanavu Moshe Imoyim. For the Gemara, Elo Ketzat Halbishon. So rather, the Shaila of the Gemara is Taka Ketzat Halbishon. L'misbar Kroy. It's in order to be Masber to explain and reconcile a stir on the Psukim. So really, like we said before, to ask a Shaila Ketzat Halbishon, how did he get them dressed? That's not Negea. We don't ask a Shaila like that. It's not Negea L'Halocha, how he got them dressed. But once you have a stir on the Psukim, in order to explain this contradiction in the Psukim, so then we can ask a Shaila Ketzat Halbishon. And the stira is that in the parsha of the Tzavo, it's mashma that the levisha of the avnit was done bebas achas, that it was Aaron and then Bonov, bebas achas. However, in the maisa asiya of the miluim, over there it's mashma that first it was Aaron, that Aaron was dressed totally with all the begadim and the avnit, and then his bonim were dressed by Moshe Rabbeinu with all the begadim and the avnit. So the Gemara continues. Pligi ba b'nei Reb Chiya v'Reb Yochanan. There was a machloikis the b'nei Reb Chiya and Reb Yochanan. Chad Omar Aroin v'achar kach bonav. One man the Omar says that it was Aroin and then his children. V'chad Omar Aroin u'bonav b'bas achas. And the other man the Omar says that it was Aroin and his children, they were done b'bas achas. So Omar Abaye, says, B'ksoynis u'mitznefes, when it comes to the ksoynis and the mitznefes, Kulei alma loy pligi de Aroin v'achar kach bonav. Everybody agrees by the ksoynis and the mitznefes that it was Aroin first and then his children. The bein b'tzavo, because side by the tzavo, ubein b'asiyah, and side by the asiyah of the miluim, Aaron kodim, it says Aaron before the children. So over there we know by the ksoynis and the mitznefes is dafka Aaron ubonov. Now, Rashi's masber, that the reason why the Gemara chapped on Aaron, the ksoynis and mitznefes, because that's something that's all across the board, side by Kohen Gadol and side by Kohen Hedyot, they both wear these begodim. The michnasayim, Rashi says, the Gemara does not bring over here because, like he brings from the Gemara later on Daf Chav Gimel, that the Michnasayim, loy hutzrich lemesh arein koidmen l'chol kedamrinon l'kamon minayin shleihi dover koidmen l'michnasayim. Because the Michnasayim were before everything else, so therefore we don't have to mention them. And the Rashash asks on Rashi, that what's the difference if they're koidmen l'chol? It could still be that it was done by basachas. How do we know from the fact that they were koidmin lakol that it was done? It was not done by basachas. So the Rashash brings down also from the Ramban that according to the way the Ramban understands the Psukim, that the Michnasayim were put on by Aaron Ubana by themselves, so that would be a reason why the Gemara does not mention Michnasayim over here. It was something that was done on their own before the Levisha that was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara continues. Again, Omer Abayi b'ksoynus u'mitznefes kuliyamu le'pligi de Aaron v'achakach bonav de bein b'tzavo bein b'asiyah Aaron kodim ki pligi b'avnit. Where do they argue? They argue about the avnit. Man de Omer Aaron v'achakach bonav, the man de Omer who says that it was Aaron and afterwards his children the ksiv, because it says in the pasuk v'yachkar oisai b'avnit v'hoder ksiv v'yachkar oisam avnit, because first the pasuk says by the parish of the asiyah that Moshe Rabbeinu put on the avnit on Aaron, and then it says vayachkar oisam avnit. He put the avnit onto his children, onto his bonim. Uman d'omer Aaron ubonav basachas, and the man d'omer who says that it was done by basachas in one shot, diksiv, because it says by the parsha of the tzavo v'chagarta oisam, and the pasuk continues avnit Aaron ubonav, that he put on to them the avnit Aaron ubonav. Uleman d'omer Aaron ubonav basachas for the Gemara, according to the man d'omer who says that it was basachas. It says in the pasuk, and then afterwards it says that he put the avnit on to the children, on to the bonim of Aaron. Amar loch, so he'll tell you, the reason why the psukim split it up in the parsha of the asiyah, that's coming to teach you that the avnit of the kohen gadol is not the same avnit as the avnit of the kohen hedyot. Because in regards to the asiyah of the avnit, it says that it was made with shatnes, and Rashi says that this is referring to the avnit of the Kohen Gadol, but there's no indication as to how the avnit of the Kohen Hedyot shall be made. So from the fact that it doesn't say anything over there by the Kohen Hedyot, we don't know how was this avnit made. So over here, the pasuk teaches us that the avni to the kohen gadol is not like the avni to the kohen hedyot. The avni to the kohen gadol was made out of shatnis, and the avni to the kohen hedyot was made out of butz, and it was made out of linen. According to the man d'amar who says that it was Aaron and then his children, it says in the pasuk v'chagarto isam avnit, it says you shall put on them the avnit Aaron ubonov, Aaron and his children. So you see over here that it was done in one shot. Omer loch, so he'll tell you ahu kamashmal, and that comes to teach you avnito shel kohen gadol, that the avnito the kohen gadol zehu avnito shel kohen hedyot, that it was the same, the kohen gadol's avnit and the kohen hedyot's avnit. So the now vayachker oisei avnit, vayachker oisem avnit lamali. So it says in the pasuk vayachker oisei avnit, vayachker oisem lamali. Why do you need those psukim? Shema minah, from the fact that it splits it over there in the parsha of the asiyo, aroin vaacher kachbonov, that it was aroin and then his children. So now the Gemara asks, according to the Mandomer, that it was Bebas Achas, how is it possible that it could be done Bebas Achas? It's not possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to put on an avnit on five people at the same time. So the Gemara answers, that he did it first, which means to say that first he got Aaron dressed in all of his begadim except for the avnit, and then he got his children dressed in their begadim except for the avnit, and then he put the avnit of Aaron on, and then immediately following, he put on the avnitim of the rest of the Kehanim.
Oh, you're right, so.